do it.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, so you know what I like to do is help as many teachers as I can, you know, one teacher at a time. I'm going to send you the text code to get our next teacher's Amazon wish list to help clear the list and get her supplies for her classroom that she needs. But today we're going to talk with Devin, who, Devin, I believe you just went back to school this week, right? Did you find out who the troublemakers are yet in the class?
No. I actually had two absent, so maybe they weren't here.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, maybe they weren't here. All right, well, let's try and get you all the things you need for your class. First, let's just tell us about yourself. What do you teach?
Yeah, I actually teach special education in Dyer, Indiana. I have a self-contained classroom for third and fourth graders with moderate to severe disabilities. So we have a cross-categorical, so we have students with autism, students with Down syndrome. So I've been doing this about, this will be my seventh year.
Oh, wow.
Something that we really have such a wide variety, so like adapting everything, it's very individualized.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's no one answer for everything.
No,
you know,
definitely
no
not.
One way to learn. So you got to, it's very individualized. That's a lot. So these resources can obviously hopefully help. What are some of the things that are on that list that will help you out with that?
So actually last year I had moved classrooms. So the previous room I was in was fairly small. So they decided they would let us use that as our sensory room.
Okay.
So I have a lot of materials on my list for like a sensory room just so that we could build it up from like nothing. So we have things like swivel chair, a crash pad, some like weighted blankets, things like that.
Yeah.
So that was really my goal, was to try to make it more sensory based.
Yeah, especially, I mean, those are things that translate for the rest of their lives and to, you know, not just in school, obviously. What made you get into special ed?
Actually, my mom was a paraprofessional for about 17 years, all through when I was in school, she was. So I would go and help in her room a lot. And then when I was in high school, I was a peer mentor in the room she worked in. And it just always felt good. And then when I was in college, I actually did my undergrad in speech. So I was going to be a speech therapist. And then towards the end of my like college education, I realized like, actually, I want my own classroom. So
My wife's an SLP. She does more medical. And anyone in that kind of field, your mindset your whole life is, how can I help other people? It's really impressive. So let's see if we can help you and clear the list.
Awesome. I really appreciate that.
So I'll send Devin's list right to your phone. And even if you can't afford to buy anything, get the list. You can even share it on socials. Let's try to clear this thing for her. Text Devin, D-E-V-I-N, Devin, D-E-V-I-N, to 44995, Devin. Text it right now. I'll send you the list. And Devin, thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I was lost.